You are listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Paragill.
Hey, Cindy Paragill.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standards Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standards Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. This time we are covering stories from April 2024.
And we start with eggs.
We do indeed. Morrisons, the supermarket chain, has become the first company in the UK to certify a product to the BSI kite mark for carbon neutral products. Their Better for Our Planet free-range eggs have undergone a certification process, ensuring carbon neutrality across the entire product lifecycle, from production to packaging disposal. For more than 120 years, the BSI kite mark has been recognised as a symbol of outstanding quality, safety and trust across a wide range of products and services. Kite mark certification confirms that a product or service's claim has been independently and repeatedly tested by experts. The assessment of this kite mark for carbon neutral products is based on two standards: ISO 14067, carbon footprint of products, which helps organisations calculate their product's carbon footprint employing a standardised methodology, and ISO 14068, demonstration of carbon neutrality, which ensures that efforts made towards and claims made about carbon neutrality are true, fair, scientifically valid, and communicated transparently.
An excellent story, Matthew Childs.
Yes, Morrison's there, very much top of the pecking order.
How long does it take you to come up with these?
Oh, I work on them around the clock.
Okay, shall we move to the next story?
Yes, let's crack on. Now, for something completely different, quantum technology.
World Quantum Day is celebrated on 14th April, an international community-driven event to spark interest and generate enthusiasm for quantum mechanics. And this month, there is some quantum technology standards news. Haesung Lee, professor at the Department of Carbon and Nanomaterials Engineering at Jeonju University in South Korea, has been appointed as the first chair of the ISO-IEC Joint Technical Committee for Quantum Technologies. As we have mentioned before on the Standards Desk of News, this recently formed JTC will develop standards in the fields of quantum computing, quantum simulation, sources, metrology, and communications. Professor Lee has more than 20 years of experience in standardization within both ISO and IEC, currently serving as the convener of a number of different technical committee working groups. And he was also involved in the development of the IEC white paper on quantum technologies. The first ISO-IEC JTC 3 plenary meeting is scheduled to take place in May in Seoul. Sticking with tech, a new standard for facial recognition technology.
Yes, this is BS9347, a new standard for the ethical use and deployment of facial recognition technology, or FRT, in video surveillance-based systems. With the FRT industry expected to be worth over $13 billion globally by 2028, the standard sets out the importance of regularly reviewing the ethics of AI and its application in FRT. The code of practice is designed to help organisations navigate the ethical challenges associated with the use of FRT systems and build trust in its use as a result, safeguarding civil rights and eliminating system bias and discrimination. Recommendations in the standard cover a number of overarching principles, including governance and accountability, privacy and data governance, and diversity, non-discrimination, and fairness. And finally, a new version of ISO 2012-1.
Updated guidance designed to help the events industry to embed sustainable practices has been published. ISO 20121, the standard for sustainable event management, is designed to ensure events such as COP climate conferences, G7 summits, and the Olympic Games are conducted with a consideration for sustainability at every step.
And Cindy, just jumping in there, hot off the press, events run by the International Monetary Fund are also now certified to 20121.
That's very,
very
cool.
News, very good news, yeah. Yes. And talking of the G7, in fact, April saw the first G7 summit for standardization. More on that in next month's Standards Desk of News.
Revisions to the standard ISO 20121 have been made to address emerging issues on climate change, event legacy, supply chain measures, and human and child rights areas. It also aligns with global sustainability frameworks, goals, and reporting standards, such as the UN SDGs, Net Zero, and the Paris Agreement on Climate Change 2015, making it more relevant to the customer demands being faced by the event sector. ISO 20121 was based on the British standard BS 8901, published in 2009 and adopted for the 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games in London.
Paris Olympics soon, Cindy Parakeel. I cannot wait.
I can imagine.
Now you know what's coming next, don't you?
Finally.
Yes, we have some and finally news. April saw the publication of the fifth episode of the Standards show Latino America. Latino America is all you've come to expect from the Standards show, but with a special Latin American focus and flavour. And of course, language too. Episodes are in Spanish and Portuguese and are hosted by our colleague Andrea Sandy. This fifth episode, our first in Portuguese, is about ISO 50001 and improving energy use. Check it out in the feed. Now, a reminder that you can find links to some of the stories we have featured today in the show notes. The show notes are also where you can find details of our social media and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakeel.
Thank you, Matthew Charles.
For April 2024, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to the Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.